The Cleary connection can't be ignored, Lewis, of course, because it's not always the case where fathers and sons mix together in a sporting environment, especially a high-pressure one, and it actually works. Sometimes there's conflict. But it seems in this case, the Ivan Cleary, Nathan Cleary mix has been pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're right, Smitty. Like, you know, you see a lot of cases where it isn't the right mix and there's an imbalance there. And but this one just sort of seems to click, doesn't it? And, you know, the kid is, he's got the world at his feet. He's probably the most professional kid under 25 I've met. He takes the game very seriously. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to babysit him when I was younger, when I moved to Penrith, actually, and you know, got to know him pretty well. And obviously having Ivan at the Warriors and also following over him to Penrith, I got to know Ivan pretty well. And they're just a great family, very humble, very down-to-earth. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you just, you know, like I saw Nathan talking during the week, and sometimes he just has to pinch himself to realise that he's actually going on this journey with his dad. To go back-to-back, you know, let alone with your teammates, but to do it with your coach and your dad would be something certainly special. But also on the flip side, you know, Brad Arthur and Jacob Arthur, you know, there's going to be history this weekend. It's going to be the first time the two coaches have their two sons playing for their two teams. So, you know, just good to see that. Also, good to see young kids coming through, coaches' kids coming through and the talent coming through. But, yeah, getting back to Nathan, yeah, he's going to have a lot of traffic coming this way. But, you know, he's one of those people that studies the game, knows what everyone does, where everyone's going to be. You know, he's just one of those players that's two steps ahead, and he's showing that throughout the final series.